When you decide to build a website today, you may ask yourself, maybe it will be much better to skip the website and start with creating a blog? I think it is a very good idea. There is not much difference with all the things to consider with creating a blog compared to website. All the rules have to be used when creating a blog, like selecting good keywords, promoting your blog, and the most important is the content. You might save a lot of time, particularly if you're going to build your blog anyway. Another issue that you need to decide is, are you going to create a blog in public hosting, or build your blog as a website in your hosting account? I think most professional bloggers will go for a private blog. In the long run, you will find the advantages of a private blog. Not so many years ago, blog was not a household word. Today, blogging is almost an international hobby, with literally millions of bloggers posting their thoughts on everything from global warming to tips on pet care. Some have huge followings, while others does not fare so well. Let us take a look at how you can create a blog that stands out in the crowd. If you want to create a blog, the process is simple, quick and free with any of the many blog hosting services. When you create a blog page, give your topic and writing style quite a bit, of thought before simply jumping in and hoping for the best. Most important in the planning phase is your topic. Passion for your subject is what ultimately breeds success with your readership. When you create a blog, select a subject that fills you with excitement, curiosity, and a desire to share with others. This makes words flow easily and nurtures an untiring commitment so necessary to long-term success. Once you have nailed down your topic, your primary job is to tweak readers' interest with knowledge, perspective, and provocative commentary. This causes readers to reflect on your posts and contribute thoughts, questions, and perhaps new information that sets off a flurry of responses from yet other readers. When you create a blog that meets this criteria, you are halfway there. Another key point to consider: know your topic and be willing to research and learn more. You have heard it said, the more you know, the more you realize what you does not know. This is what makes an expert in any field. Readers may pose a situation or difference of opinion that requires that you do additional research before you can make an educated response. This only fuels your own enthusiasm and gains you further credibility. You will learn new facts or ideas and have even more interesting material to offer. The usual result is a wider readership. Word of mouth is an excellent way to promote your blog. However, a little active marketing never hurts. Many bloggers swear by spreading word of their blog through personal profile sites such as MissPass, where you can highlight your cyberspace presence with an infusion of your personality and lifestyle that will pique the interest of individuals who might otherwise not ever have come across your blog. Submit some of your best entries to article directories in the appropriate category. Search out newsletters that focus on your topic, and then offer your most provocative pieces to the editor in exchange for a byline that links to your blog. Just these three simple efforts will do wonders for your exposure to new readers. Go for it. Create a blog. Choose your subject carefully, respect and encourage comments from others, and learn all you can. Blogging is a satisfying activity. You may just change the world for the better.